Social media giant Facebook stands on the cusp of becoming one of the most powerful corporations the world has ever seen. Its founder, Mark Zuckerberg, has outlined ambitious plans to build what he describes a global community. Facebook would play a role in this, using its vast data collection apparatus to influence society, the media, and even governments. But the implications of this worry civil libertarians and security experts, who've told the ABC's Four Corners program that this power shouldn't go unchecked. Michael Edwards has this report.
Mark Zuckerberg has massive ambitions for his $400 billion company. Already 2 billion people use the site, and Zuckerberg has a seemingly never-ending desire to increase his reach.
There are a billion people in India who do not have access to the internet yet. And if what you care about is connecting everyone in the world, then you can't do that if there are so many people who don't even have access to basic connectivity.
It's clear Mark Zuckerberg doesn't just see Facebook as a social media company.
We're also going to focus on building the infrastructure for community, for supporting us, for keeping us safe, for informing us, for civic engagement, and for inclusion of everyone.
And that's what's worrying many civil liberties groups and those concerned about the ever-growing power of companies that make billions from mining personal data.
He's making decisions about your life on Facebook, what the rules are, and he's a benevolent dictator.
That's Rebecca McKinnon, an internet rights advocate at the New America Foundation, and she's one of a number of prominent online privacy advocates who've expressed their concerns to the ABC's Four Corners program over the rise of Facebook's power. Mark Zuckerberg has publicly outlined his plans to turn the company into a global power, influencing not just what we buy, but how we think. Dr. Saulette Dreyfus is an information systems expert at the University of Melbourne.
The ability to get big data and to gather data about us in all aspects of our lives creates a particular type of power among the people or organizations that have that data. And that's perhaps a little bit concerning for people who care a lot about their privacy.
Facebook's also become a place where people go to get their news, and it's credited with playing a role in Donald Trump's election. It was widely criticised for allowing so-called fake news to flourish during the campaign. It's cracked down on this, but critics say it remains the ideal platform where misinformation can be spread. Dr. Ethan Cross is a psychologist from the University of Michigan.
I don't think we can treat Facebook as benign. I think it has enormous implications for how we experience our lives.
In a statement to Four Corners, the company said it placed the privacy of its users at the core of everything it did.
Michael Edwards with that report, and you can see Four Corners at 8:30 tonight on ABC TV and iView.